Today we have the passage from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's teaching on prayer, the Our Father, and forgiveness. And before the Lord gives us the Our Father, he reminds us that our Heavenly Father already knows what we need before we ask him. So we pray with great trust and confidence in Almighty God. And the Lord warns us not to babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard by the multiplication of words. The pagans would keep repeating their prayers to their gods again and again and again like a magical incantation. That's what the Lord is condemning. He's condemning the superstitious prayer of magic incantations, but the Lord is not condemning true prayer or repetitive prayer or persevering in prayer. The Lord always encourages continuing to pray. Ask until you receive, seek until you find, knock until the door is opened. So the Lord wants us to persevere in prayer. St. Paul says, pray always. And the repetitive prayer, if it's holy and good repetition is something that the Bible talks about in many places. For example, it mentions that up in heaven, the angels are always saying, holy, holy, holy are the Lord God of hosts. So repetitive prayer can be something very good if it is sacred and prayed with heartfelt devotion. In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord prays many times, Lord, take this chalice from me. So the Lord is not condemning repetitive prayer. He's condemning vain repetition, these magical incantations. But he certainly does not condemn, nor does the Bible condemn, persevering in prayer or holy repetition. Then the Lord says, this is how you are to pray. And he gives us what is called the Our Father, or the Lord's Prayer, which St. Augustine says is the greatest of all prayers because it summarizes in seven petitions everything that we need from God. And the Church has always seen the Our Father as one of the pillars of our Catholic faith. If you read the Catechism, there's four pillars: the Creed, the sacraments. I know there's something else in there too. The Creed, the sacraments, the commandments, there you go, and the Our Father. All catechisms are based upon those four things. And the last 10% of the new catechism of the Catholic Church, the Universal Catechism, is on prayer, and it goes through the Our Father. And that is the pattern for all of our prayers, and it contains the seven petitions. Again, very briefly, we reminded of some of the most important aspects of the Our Father, that when we pray, we should always pray for others. Jesus didn't say, when you pray, say, my Father who art in heaven. It's okay to pray for yourself, but there are needs of the Church and needs of the world, so we should pray for everyone by saying, our Father. And the word Father in the Aramaic is that intimate word, Papa, Daddy, and it shows that intimacy between Father and us, his spiritual children. We're reminded of the transcendence of God when we pray, our Father who art in heaven, that Almighty God is in heaven. That's our goal. That's our final destination. This earth is not our eternal dwelling place. It's temporary. We're all pilgrims. We're all in procession towards the kingdom of heaven. Hallowed be thy name, which means may your name be held holy. In the Bible, the person's name represents the whole person. So it means may we honor, respect, glorify, and always acknowledge the supremacy and omnipotence of God. We then pray, thy kingdom come. The Catechism of Pius X says it's a threefold kingdom. It's the kingdom of God, which is in our souls, which is God's grace. We want God's grace to reign in our souls. The kingdom of God on earth is the Church. We want the Catholic Church to spread to every country. It's universal. We want it to incorporate all souls into the kingdom of God on earth, which is the Church. And then we pray for heaven, the ultimate kingdom of God. Then we pray that God's will be done. Not that our will be done, but God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How is God's will done in heaven? The great Father John Hardin, the great Jesuit, in his book on prayer, says that the angels perfectly do God's will in heaven, readily, willingly, lovingly. So it says that we should do God's will on earth, readily, willingly, lovingly. And then we pray the other petitions, give us this day our daily bread, like the manna that the Israelites picked up every day was enough for the day. So every day, give us the graces we need, spiritual things as well as material things. Then it says our daily bread, which represents everything we need, spiritually or materially. The word in the original language is supersubstantial bread. And the fathers of the church say that reminds us of the Eucharist. Give us each day the grace to go to daily Mass and daily Holy Communion, as well as taking care of our physical needs. Forgive us our trespasses. The word trespasses not only means our sins, our transgressions, our trespasses, but also our debts. God, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are in debt to us, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us, those who have sinned against us, and those who have hurt us. And we can be guaranteed that God will forgive us, because the Lord says after this, if you forgive men's transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. If you don't forgive them, your Father will not forgive you. So we can know that God will forgive us if we forgive others. And then lastly, lead us not into temptation. Lord, do not let us be tempted beyond our strength. Keep us out of the near occasions of sin and deliver us from evil, from all evil, moral, physical, mental evil. It also refers to the evil one. Protect us from Satan. The Our Father is an exorcism prayer. Every time we pray it, it does help to protect us and shield us against the evil of the world, and then also the temptations of Satan himself. And the great Teresa of Avila said, if you want to learn how to pray, say the Our Father. She says, if you want to learn how to pray, say one Our Father, but take an hour to say it.